The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Zvachim Daf Kuv Zayin. We continue our discussion that we started in the previous shir, the depth of understanding that we came to in the Indian of Shechut Echutz. It's not just a violation of the confines of the kedusha of the Beis Hamikdash by bringing a carbon outside, you in the wrong place. That maybe is the noisei, the issue in Parshas Re'eh. But what's expressed to us in the parsha of Shechut Echutz and Parshas Achrimois, the Chiv Chorus of Kidom Shofach, is a violation of the ability to bring together spirituality in the senses of physicality. Normally the two exist in separate realms. There's a place, the Beis Hamikdash, where the two can be brought together. To shech the carbon outside is to be makariv the world of Ruchnius to the world of Gashmius, not vice versa. To be makariv the world of physicality, of Bahamius, to the world of Ruchnius. It's a violation, it's the opposite of what it means to be miskadish. And that's what a Chiyuv Karis is, Rechmana Litzlan. So that's the noisei of Shechut Echutz that we saw in the previous year. Let's go a step further. There's a famous discussion in the Meshech Chochma in the beginning of Parshas Vayikra, where he brings a machlokes the Rambam Moir Nevuchim with the Ramban over there in the beginning of Sefer Vayikra. The Rambam says in the Moir that the reason for Karbonos, all Karbonos were brought only because Karbonos were brought by the Ovdei Avodah Zarah in order to wean. There was a Yetzirah Davei Dezar, which became bottled, beginning of Bayis Sheni, a whole descriptive piece in the Gemara in Yuma, how they were mevatel that Meshicha. There was a real taiva to be makriv, to be neskariv, to the supposed powers that be. That koyach, we don't have that Meshicha, that taiva we don't have anymore. But in order to wean people away from that, so the Torah gave us the alternative of Karbonos Lashem. The Ramban says, for that we mispalel, for that we wait, for that all the psukim that are filled of the maila and the nachas ruach of to the Rebbein Sham of Karbonos, all the tikkunim that are created by Karbonos are just there as a placebo in order to get people not to be evident by desire. Is that what we're talking about? One of the kashas the Ramban also asks on the Rambam is, the pasuk says, "Va'orva minchas Yehuda v'Yerushalayim kimei ha'olam v'chasham kadmoniyos." We say this three times a day in davening. The mincha of Yehuda, the offering of Yehuda v'Yerushalayim, should be as pleasant to the Rebbeinu shel Olam. Kimei ha'olam, the Medrash says, refers to the days of yore, the days of the beginning of time, when Hevel brought a carbon, when Adam Rishon brought a carbon, v'chasham kadmoniyos, when Noach coming out of the Teva brought a carbon, and then we're talking about times where there was no Avodah Zarah. Hevel, or the Marishan, were before the advent of Avodah Zarah, which was introduced by Dor Enosh and thereafter. And Noach, certainly, when he came out of the Teva, there were no Avodah Zarah. He was the only one there with his sons. There weren't Avodah Zarah. So, how do we say they brought Karbonos? If the whole Karbon is only in order to wean one away from Avodah Zarah. Says the Meshech Chochma, the Rambam, of course, never meant in the simple sense that the whole Karbonos, and why would it make a difference, the details, why would the Torah be so makbid? We've just learned 100 daf of details down to the minutest details of Karbonos, and all that is only to wean off Avodah Zarah, so why the attention to detail? The Rambam only meant to talk about the Karbonos that are Bachutz. Means, say, the Rambam, of course, is masking to the Ramban the way he describes Karbonos, that Karbonos is the place where Shemayim Varetz meet. It's the place where the tikkun of bringing the Elam HaGashmi together with the Elam HaRuchni and all the other inyonim that we discussed and that can be discussed in Karbonos, all that the Rambam agrees with. The question is, all that was only possible in a Mokim Yuchid Lekach. What about the Karbonos that were brought out? So there was a Heter Bomas, we'll learn in Yitzhak Hashem the next parak, that when there was no designated place, when there was no Menucha Nachlo, to the Mokum Ashura Sashchina, so then Bomois were built and Karbonos were brought outside. L'chor, that has no lasting value. On that, the Rambam says that the Karbonos were brought outside to mirror inside in order to not have a Netiya to Avodah Zarah, as we see later on, that part of Avodah Zarah, like we said in the previous year, we see in Sefer Melachim, was the Haktorah to the Bomois. That's what the Rambam means. Ad kan divrei HaMeshech Chochma. The Meshech Chochma adds, read the psukim, in what's called Mizmor HaTshuva, which is Tehillim, Lamatzeach Mizmor David, Kapitel Nun Aleph. So the Pasuk says over there, at the end, Pasuk Yud Ches, Ki lo yisach po et zevach ve'etenu, oy lo lo yisitza, I have no, the Rebbein Shalom has no need for a korban. The Rebbein Shalom has no need, is not misiratza, when a person is choizer from his averis by bringing a korban. That's not what's miratza, that's not what brings the person again to be beloved, ve'enei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Zivche elikim nuruach nishbara, the zevach, the proper zevach to be brought to Elikim, to the Rebbein Shalom, is a broken spirit. Lev nishba v'nitke Elikim lo yisivze. So the David HaMelech says that the proper way of expressing one's hachno, one's remorse for doing averis, is not by bringing a korban, but it's by doing inner work of taka charota and kabbalah lo asid. Says the pasuk, or the next pasuk, heitiva b'tzoyncho es tzion t'necho imoys Yerushalayim. David HaMelech finishes off with a plea that the walls of Yerushalayim should be rebuilt. Oz tachmei zivche tzedek oyle v'cholil, oz yalu al mizbechach ha-porim. Very strange. You talk about that the Rebbein Shalom was not misratzu with Karbonis, then you talk about the walls of Yerushalayim. Oz, then the walls of Yerushalayim will be built, is tachmei zivche tzedek oyle v'cholil. So the Meshech Chochma says that the Rebbein Shalom is not misratzu with Karbonis that are brought without binyan Yerushalayim. Because the Rebbein Shalom is not nisratza from korbonos. The Rebbein Shalom is nisratza from the work of bringing a person who's living in the Elam HaGashmas, a person who doesn't have eru, so there's somewhat of this world that sticks to him. He's no longer in full communion, he's no longer in full dveikus by Kodesh Baruch Hu. So when he's living in that world, the korbonos are meaningless. The korbonos are a hollow shell of what they should be. David HaMelech says, "Hetiva b'tzoyncho tivnechaim Yerushalayim." Oz tachbots. Then the place will be built where again a person with work would bring a carbon if he does the carbon that way. If he brings the carbon with inner intention, then with the carbon itself, he's bringing himself close to the Rebbein Shalom. That of course is miratza Hakadosh Baruch Hu, because that brings a person back to a state where he lives together, even though he lives ba'aretz, he's living together with the Rebbein Shalom b'shamayim. Adkan Dvarav Shalom Eshech Chochma. In a different place, he adds a Tosfos in Megillah Daf Yudam and Aleph, where Tosfos says, "B'shem one of the Bali Tosfos, Chaim Kohen." We're going to have later on in Yis Hashem a Machloikis whether Makrivim Bizman Hazeh. There's a question today that the Beis Hamikdash is destroyed until Mashiach comes. Can you bring Karbonos? Can you not? And part of the question is that if there's no designated Mokum HaMikdash, there's no Mizbech that the Karbonos can be brought on, so then L'chayu you can bring a Karbon, there is no Yisrael Bomois. L'chayu there should be a Heter to bring Karbon. So Chaim Kohen says over there in Taisviz that the whole Machloikis in the Gemara Makriv Mizman Hazeh is only whether you can bring B'mokim HaMizbech. But outside the base of English, of course Karbonos can be brought. Of course there's an Yisrael Bomois even Mizman Hazeh. And the question is, what's the pshat? If there is no designated, if you don't need the mizbech, if there is no mizbech, there is no kedushas mizbech intact, so then l'chayro we revert to heter bamos. Says the Meshech Chochma, that all that process of when there was no designated makom hamikdash, no designated makom mizbech, Karbonos could be brought b'chutz, there's no yisur of hakrov b'bomo, was only before the advent of the second Beis HaMikdash. But once the second Beis HaMikdash was built, and they were mevatel, like we said before, the yetzer of avodah zarah, so then there's no reason that there should be the Karbonos b'chutz, which are not v'arvel Hashem. It's not in the mokoim, which brings together heaven and earth. It's not in the mokoim, which combines the olam haruchni and the olam hagashmi. It's there only as a mirror of the Karbonos in order to wean one away from avodah zarah, but there is no yetzer of avodah zarah. So there's no purpose, there's no heter b'mos. The whole discussion of heter b'mos that we have over the next 15 daf is only in the context of yitzvah d'avodah zarah, kifi, Mashabiarnu, what the Meshech Chochma explained, Bishitas Ho Rambam. We might add an added layer of depth that the idea of there being a Mokam HaMikdash, a Mokam HaMizbech, that's Mukhan Umazumon, for this Aloida of Tikkun, Ho'elomo, is to bring the world of Gashmis and the world of Ruchnias together, is only the Mokam HaMizbech that's Miuchid for everybody. A Bomber, by definition, is a private expression of Avoida. And that's why there's no meaning place of Shemayim V'aretz wherever a person decides that there should be. Only where the whole Klal Yisrael meets with the Rebbein Shalom in the context of a Mokam HaShoras HaShchin over there, there's a Mokam for such an Avodah of Karbonos. So we might add in that context that we started off, the Pasuk that introduces the musig of Shchut Echutz, starts with Zeh HaDovor. The only other mitzvah in the Torah which is introduced with the prefix Zeh HaDovor is in Parshas Matos, HaToras Nedarim. Interestingly, the Gemara Bava Basra Daf Kuf Chof learns out dinim from HaToras Nedarim to Shchut Echutz. And the question is, what's the conceptual link between the two? Lefi Masha Biyarnu, HaToras Nedarim is like this. The Gemara says, Kol Hanoider Kiilu Bona Boma Ba'atzmoy. When a person makes a neder, it's as if he built his own mizbech. Obviously, the context is, because a neder is one's own expression of Yiddishkeit. If I make a neder not to eat chocolate cake, that's because I have an issue with chocolate cake. I've made on myself a Shulchan Aruch that asks me for eating chocolate cake, like somebody else is not allowed to eat chazal, like somebody else is not allowed to eat basa b'cholo. But I've created my own reality of ruchnias. Could be that I have to do it in certain cases. If I want to wean myself, I want to work on myself, it's important for me to be magdir, to be going together to work on myself. But lemaisa, it's kilu bono bono ba'atzmai. It doesn't have the nitzchiyistika koyach of eating matzah. If I make a neder that I'm going to eat every day a tuna fish sandwich because I want to force myself to eat healthy, that does not have the same spiritual power as when the Torah says that all of Klal Yisrael should eat matzah. All of Klal Yisrael should make Kiddush Friday night. Because it's not all of us together, it's not all of Klal Yisrael, there's no meeting point for Shemayim Va'oritz in that Avodah. It could be something that I have to do personally. In that sense, it's B'dayim to Obama. The reason why they're both with Zeh is because both of them speak to the individual Shulchan Aruch, the individual Avodah Hashem, as opposed to a meeting place of Hashuas Hashchina, where all Klal Yisrael is connected with the Ratzon Hashem. Finish with another point, that we said that Parshas Re'eh is the parsha where the Torah is putting down the Chiyuv to be nizbatel, to be subordinate to the Mokum HaMikdash, the Mokum HaMizbeach. The Iker stress over there is on the establishment and the focal point, the focal importance of that Mokum HaMizbeach, that Mokum HaMikdash in Yerushalayim. The point is not so much on the Ra, on the Aveiro, which is Bechivir Krisus, of the Shchut Echutz, but it's more on the fact that by Shechting Bechutz, one is being Mevatl, that Mitzius of being Makriv Bifnim. Which answers a very basic question when one reads through the Moine HaMitzvahs, over here in the Mitzvah of Shchut Echutz. The Rambam counts, besides for the love of Shchut Echutz, Hakrova Bachutz, we'll talk about that in Mitzvah Hashem, what's the difference between Shchut Echutz and Haktorah Bachutz. The Rambam counts in Mitzvah Seh, Sefer Mitzvah, Mitzvah Seh, Mitzvah Pei Dalet. The Rambam counts the love that we mentioned, the Pasuk of Parshas Re'eh, of Yishom Elecho, not to be Makir V'chol Mokim. Now, that, the Rambam explains that that's a love above Mechlal Seh. Sometimes the Torah tells you to do something, and the Torah really means to tell you, don't do something else. That don't do something else is a lav, is a loisa say, it's a don't do. It's a negative commandment, not a positive do kach l'kach. But it's couched, it's expressed in the Torah in terms of an asay. It's a lav abba mechlal say. Normally the Rambam does not count that as one of the minyan tayag. Over here he does. And the Sefer Divrei Emes, which is a classic Svardish Sefer from 300 years ago, a profound Sefer from one of the Gedolei Ador of then, he says that normally a lav abba mechlal asay does not have the status of a lav, because at the end of the day, the Torah is telling you what to do. The Torah is not defining for you. The Torah is not telling you to do something. The Torah is telling you, by doing that, you're over. The Torah is telling you, do that in order not to be over something else. It's a lav abba mechlal asay, but there's no positive doing that can be counted in a minyan mitzvah. All it is just a not do. And a regular loisa say is counted in lavin, because a regular loisa say is the Torah is telling you an act which is a maisa lav. Over here, the Torah is telling you that is what you should be doing, don't do something else. So normally a lav abba mechlal asay has a neutral ground, it's not counted in the tayag. But over here, really what the Torah is telling you is there's a mitzvah to bring korbanos in Yerushalayim in order to establish the central role of Yerushalayim and Beis HaMikdosh in our avodas Hashem. Memelo, there's a lav of not bringing outside. But when one brings outside, one is over on a lav of not bringing Yerushalayim. There's a bit laseh of not bringing Yerushalayim. That's why it could be counted as one of the Taryag. So again, what we have is we have the Yisrael Pashas Rei, we have the Yisrael Pashas Achimais, we explain what that principle is, we explain why Shchut Echutz is not just another lav or an aseh of the Beis HaMikdash, but instead it's a whole statement. We explain what Shchut Echutz is, Bizman HaBomois, Machalek Sturamam, the Rambam, the Ramban, the Chidushim of the Meshech Chochmah. And this will lead us to the sugya Simitz Hashem of the next few prokim of Inyan Shchut Echutz.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.